Back-to-back win for the West Coast Eagles, including the Derby on the weekend, 37 points over Fremantle. And they're calling this man the difference, Scotty?
No, I've heard him. He just goes around now and they call him Diff.
Yeah. Josh Rotham joins us from the West Coast Eagles. Since he's been back in the lineup, they improved against Sydney, they beat Richmond, and they beat Fremantle. You are the glue. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
How are we, lads? The Diff. Jack Redden used to call himself the Diff. I don't know if I'll pinch it off him.
No, I wouldn't go with it. Hey, mate, great weekend. We were talking during the week last week that one win can change your entire footy club. It changes the mood. It changes the vibe around the place, and confidence levels can go through the roof. It's obviously the case.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. I think just giving these young boys some belief last week, getting a win against the Tigers, and then momentum in footy is pretty powerful. So winning Derby on Saturday night was really good fun.
Oh, it would have been an amazing feeling, because you went in, even though you're coming off that win, you did go in underdogs. Everyone, most people, to be perfectly honest, were expecting Fremantle to win. Are they some of the most enjoyable wins that you have when everyone's all written you off and expecting a different result?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I think, especially being a Derby, I think they'd won five in a row. So we came out pretty hungry, and to get a home win in front of our fans was really awesome.
When you're playing, Josh, you've had to play big at times when Barris hasn't been there or McGovern hasn't been there. Now it seems when they are there, you have a defined, smaller defensive role. You almost like you possibly could be the third big down there. But do you feel a bit more comfortable in your skin when you don't have to man up on some of the brutes?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I play my best footy when Gov and TB are in the side, and then I can kind of give them a chop out when one of them are off. Kind of a role play, a little bit of tall and small, but probably not big and strong enough to say that big too. So, definitely play my best footy when TB and Gov are in the side.
Mate, your back half was under siege early. It was at one stage it was 16-5 inside 50s. Freo would just continued inside or repeat inside 50s, and you just held strong. You all just stuck to your guns and managed to repel, and down the other end it goes. Now that Yo kicks a goal after 15 minutes of siege.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I think we were chatting yesterday, like a lot of those boys down back at the moment played a heap of footy together. So that chemistry's really showing at the moment, and it feels quite comfortable down there.
Are you confident that Tommy will get off at the tribunal? They're going to challenge that 1 week, and obviously the good fella tax is going to be very important. We know what a charitable type of guy is.
I'll just say what Simo said. He's a good bloke. That's how he goes. But hopefully we have him this week. He'll be really important for us against the Gold Coast.
How different is it, Josh Rotham, our guest in the Eagles, just genuinely how different is it coming into footy on a Monday and things are better? You've been through to hell and back as a group. You've been in and out of the team over some really difficult times. But what's it like driving in to MRP headquarters after a win? It must be completely different what you've had to encounter over the last couple of years.
Yeah, it is for sure. It's definitely a better place to be around when you're winning. Like Simo said a lot of times, we're not the finished product yet, but we've got some work to do still. But you're right, guys. We just get the environment to start a week and then get back to work. The next game comes around pretty quickly, so you kind of just got to butter up to start your weekend. That's just fully. But it is definitely a better environment when you wouldn't, that's for sure.
Yeah, oh, yes. Hey, certain sections of the media believe there's only one person in your team, but I've got to say, I've been really impressed with a lot of you, Josh. Like we're talking, Brady Hoff, I thought, was fantastic on the weekend, and he keeps coming on. And everyone we had pre-season was really happy with the work that he was doing over summer. Jimby was strong. Jack Williams was good. Bailey Williams, good. He's not a young bloke anymore, but he's throwing himself around like there's no tomorrow. There's probably six or seven, possibly eight players that have taken their footy to another level, certainly over the next few weeks, but probably this year.
Yeah, for sure. I think, like, with those boys you mentioned that started with their pre-season, they were all outstanding. And then I think when your leaders lead well, the young fellas stand up and play on instinct and play well as well. So we've got a nice balance at the moment. We've got Yoey, Gov, and those boys playing really good footy. And then we've got our young guys really contributing as well. So it's been great.
Tell us something about Harley Reid that will get people? Is he annoying? Is there anything about him that he does at the footy club
crap,
that
crap bloke?
Is he a young kid that just is just a pain in the neck and he's just, you know, he's always in your face or whatever? Just give us something that's
does
a
he
bit
smell?
Of a, something that's a bit of a downer.
I always describe him as a little bit of a bogan. I'm from Padbury. I'm a little bit of a bogan deep down myself. He strikes me as a bit of a bogan, but in all seriousness, he's just a really good kid. First of all, I know we've all spoken about his ability on field and he's on the back of the paper every day, but the way he carries himself has been really impressive and hopefully we can keep him for a long time.
Well, we had him on, you know, pre-draft and post-draft, and we both walked away going, this guy's just level-headed. He's not too much is going to faze him. He's handled it so well. But do you still have fines in footy clubs now? In your team, do you still have fines? Because in my day, a long, long time ago, Josh, it was, you know, $5 if you're on the back page or if you had a photo or an article, a full article was $10. Because if it keeps going down this rate and you do have fines, he's going to get a bill at the end of the year from the footy club instead of getting paid.
For sure. I think we're a little bit overdue for a fine session. You might have triggered something here, Scotty.
I always, mate, nothing better than having a win and then a fine session. That's the way to go.
Yeah, that's where you cash in, I reckon. There we go.
Hey, there's a bit of talk about skin folds and a lot of people skin fold testing for draftees and it should be eliminated. How have you fared over the journey with skin folds?
Oh, mate, I've never really had an issue being big, lanky, raw key defender when I came in, but I haven't even seen that, Goff, to be honest. But I don't even know what's happening with the skin fold thing.
Well, the draftees now, they're not going to be subjected to the calipers anymore, Josh, because it might hurt their feelings or it might cause some sort of concerns down the track if they get exposed to any sort of fat shaming. Now, fat shaming is a different thing in footy. I mean, obviously, there's blokes who carry weight. I know that absolutely all too well, but all it was a reminder. It kept you honest and you knew that you had some work to do if you were reading too high and you just went about doing it. It wasn't like people teased you all the time and affected your head. What's happening to the world?
Oh, mate, I don't know. We don't even do skin folds anymore, really. We use a different kind of scan to do it all, but mate, I haven't even seen the report on that, to be honest.
You're going to get the Gold Coast Suns in a pretty bad mood. They were pretty average the other day. They've beaten you in the last three journeys that you've played them. You've had one narrow loss to them, but you've been belted a couple of other times. What's your vibe? What's your expectation of them on the weekend?
Mate, a really good style. Obviously, Dim's going up there. They're playing a different style, but they've shown they can play some really good footy this year. So we're expecting at their best, and we'll just hopefully carry our momentum we've had the last few weeks into them and hopefully come home with another win.
What sort of player do you expect to play on for the Suns? Who have you played on in the past?
Lukosius has played a little bit forward when I've played them in the past, but he's off half-back at the moment. So, like I said before, I'll just chop out TB and Dublin. They're not there, and just playing my role as kind of playing on a tall and a small. So, there we go.
Has the team turned the corner, Josh? Is it? I know you said you're only not the finished product, and I get all that cliched stuff that the footy club's wheeling out. I get that. But do you feel like there is now a spike, that there is a bright future ahead, and that these youngsters and these season campaigns, if we can keep everyone together, can start to reap the benefits and get plenty more wins this year?
Yeah, absolutely. It feels that way, Goss. A couple wins can, I guess you can call it corners in turn, but it's just momentum. We'll just keep building, and it's just good for those young guys to get some evidence on the weekend of what we've been trying to implement over the pre-season and through the start of the year through our training. So it's good to get some evidence, which is obviously a win, and then we just keep building on that.
Was it the Sydney game? Was it during the Sydney game? Because I know you're working on things all the time, and the game plan has changed. You're trying to play on it, you know, most times and bring it through the middle like all the good attacking teams. Was there a moment in any other game, or was it the Sydney game, where you went, hang on, we're absolutely onto something here and we are getting there?
Yeah, well, we've been focusing on our pressure and contest. We've kind of stripped it back a little bit and keeping the footy in our front half. So if we can kind of teach that to these young guys and through training, and then they go out on the weekend and have that in the back of their mind and just play an instinct, that's what we're going after. So I think that's really showing.
Well played, mate. Good to see you back in the lineup. You look comfortable back down there, and you have certainly played your role in the Derby. It was good to see, and good to see you up and about, and all the very best against the Gold Coast on the weekend.
I appreciate it, lads. Have a good one. Thanks for having me.
Josh Rotham from the West Coast Eagles. Back to wrap it up. Sonos, multi-room listening, wireless home theatre and more. Experience game-changing sound this season with Sonos.